Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Nagaland joins nationwide Ek Din, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath drive under Swachhata Hi Seva 2025. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton calls for renewed commitment to selfless service and nation building. Nagaland gets modern mechanical training center for skilling in heavy vehicle operations. And National Highway 29 closed near Shiva Mandir for repair work amid worsening condition. Now the news in detail. As part of the ongoing Swachhata Hi Seva 2025 and Swachh Sosav, Akashvani Kohima is conducting a series of events aimed at promoting good hygiene. Today, the station organized a special cleanliness drive, Ek Din, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath, with students of Government Middle School New Ministers Hill Kohima. Head of Program Akashvani Kohima and Nodal Officer Swachhata Hi Seva Ila Kaina highlighted the activities lined up as part of the campaign.
As part of Swachh Utsav and nationwide voluntary social work, Ek Din, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath, Akashvani Kohima collaborated with Government Middle School New Ministers Hill today, and together with the staff and students, waste was collected from Government Middle School till the Little Flower School Tri Junction. Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and Poshan Maah Nutrition Month are two important programs which Akashvani Kohima has been broadcasting. Tomorrow, the 26th September, Akashvani Kohima, together with the Office of the Chief Medical Officer Kohima District, is organizing a health camp for all the staff and family members.
The health and cleanliness campaign will continue till 2nd of October. Similar programs were also held in districts and departments across the state. Events were organized in Medzapema, Agunato Town in Zanheboto, Chozaba in Peck, as well as PHED, Durdarshan Kendra Kohima, Press Information Bureau and Central Bureau of Communication Kohima, joining hands with the rest of the country in the Ek Din, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath initiative for cleanliness. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister and BJP Legislature Party Leader Y. Patton today called for a renewed commitment to the ideals of selfless service, inclusive growth and nation building. Speaking at the BJP head office in Kohima during a program marking the birth anniversary of Uppaday, Mr. Patton recalled the contribution of the leader to the nation. He highlighted Uppaday's philosophy of integral humanism, which emphasizes balanced development rooted in cultural values and underlined the vision of Antyodaya, or upliftment of the last person in society, as a call for collective responsibility towards justice, dignity and opportunity for all.
As we remember Pandit Dayal Upadhyayji, today made us re-giving honor to his ideal of selfless service, inclusive truth and national unity. His life and thoughts remain a vigorous guiding past programs, building a stronger self-reliance and confidence in them.
In view of the worsening condition of National Highway 29 below the old KMC dumping site near Shiva Mandir and due to ongoing restoration works, the section of the highway has been closed to all forms of traffic until further notice. An order issued by the Deputy Commissioner of Kohima stated that all heavy vehicles, including water tankers, military and paramilitary vehicles, compact or mid-sized pickup trucks and mid-sized to heavy commercial passenger vehicles, will be diverted via the Peducha Bridge Tsesema 10-mile road. Only light motor vehicles will be allowed to use the Jotoma bypass road. The Deputy Commissioner cautioned that any violation of the order will be liable for prosecution under the law. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Minister for Housing and Mechanical Engineering P. Bashangmong Ba Chang today inaugurated the Modern Mechanical Workshop cum Training Centre at Shokuvi. Addressing the event, he said the centre will equip individuals with specialised skills in the operation and maintenance of heavy vehicles and machinery. The minister highlighted that the training programme will be supported by the state government.
It will conform to Nagaland skill development, cooperation, approved curriculum and incorporate simulated learning to ensure comprehensive skill development. The training program will be fully funded by the government of Nagaland. Under the Nagaland Skill Mission, an ITAN will help facilitate concessional loans to selected merit-based training under CMMFI.
The new center will provide accessible market-relevant training by expert departmental officers. The transport department will assist successful trainees in acquiring heavy construction equipment driving licenses, enabling them to operate machinery such as excavators and rot rollers. Highlighting a critical skills shortage in India, the minister encouraged the youth to take advantage of the training to improve their employment aspects. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened defence production, making India self-reliant and a rising force in the global defence market.
Self-reliance in defence production has been one of the most important priorities of the Narendra Modi government. The prowess of Made in India was at display during Operation Sindoor. PM Modi has underlined the importance of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
जो हमने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर में देखा मेड इन इंडिया की कमाल क्या थी दुश्मन को पता तक न चला कौन से शस्त्रास्त्र है कौन सा सामर्थ्य है पलक भर में उनको नष्ट कर रहा है सोचिए अगर हम आत्मनिर्भर न होते क्या ऑपरेशन सिंदूर इतनी त्वरित गति से हम कर पाते पता नहीं कौन सप्लाई देगा नहीं देगा ताजो सामान मिलेगा नहीं मिलेगा इसी की चिंता बनी रहती लेकिन हमें मेड इन इंडिया की शक्ति हमारे हाथ में थी सेना के हाथ में थी इसलिए बिना चिंता बिना रुकावट बिना हिचकिचाहट हमारी सेना अपना पराक्रम करती रही
In Prime Minister Modi's tenure, annual defense production soared to an all-time high of over 1,50,000 crore rupees in 2024-25, more than triple the figure in 2014 to 2015. Both public and private segments of the industry have demonstrated consistent year-on-year growth attributed to far-reaching policy reforms, enhanced ease of doing business, and a strategic focus on indigenization over the past decade. Make in India is an essential component in India's national security.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has introduced significant tax reductions in handicrafts sector to cut down the expenses of traders, artisans and consumers. The government has slashed tax rates from 12% to 5% on statues made of wood, stone and metals, as well as paintings, handcrafted candles and wood-carved products. Similarly, the tax rates on handbags and shopping bags made of cotton and jute has been brought down to 5%. In this festive season, this rationalization will benefit artisans and craftsmen, boosting their livelihoods and preserving traditional occupations. Former MLA Kilu Ndang passed away this morning in Dimapur after a prolonged illness. He was 82, born in 1943. Mr. Ndang began his career as a teacher before switching to civic leadership. He was elected twice to the Nagaland Legislative Assembly from the Perin Assembly constituency in 1971 and 1974. He is survived by his wife Lungchile Ndang, 8 children and 13 grandchildren. The funeral service of the former leader will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at his residence in Perin town. Conveying condolences, NLA Speaker Sharingane Longkumar remembered Mr. Ndang as hard-working and devoted towards the welfare and upliftment of his constituency and the people of Nagaland. Nagaland police has arrested an individual for issuing death threats and making derogatory remarks on social media. Following a complaint filed by advisor to the Naga Mothers Association, Rosemary Zavichur, at the cybercrime police station, Kohima, police identified the accused as 38-year-old Walunir Longkumar and apprehended him yesterday. A criminal case has been registered at Deepupar police station and further investigation is underway. Police has reiterated zero tolerance for threats to the safety and security of individuals, whether physically or online, and assured the public of continued vigilance and action against all such nefarious activities. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Nagaland joins nationwide Ek Din, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath drive under Swachhata Hi Seva 2025. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton calls for renewed commitment to selfless service and nation building. Nagaland gets modern mechanical training center for skilling in heavy vehicle operations. And National Highway 29 closed near Shiva Mandir for repair work amid worsening condition. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the Morning English News at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.